The leader of the campaign was Prince Sviatoslav of Kiev, son of Igor and Olga. We have already heard that he was stepping light as a leopard, and that he undertook many campaigns. In fact, he spent most of his reign campaigning. In spite of the constant entreaties of his mother, he refused to be baptized, because it would make him the laughingstock of his subjects. The Russian Chronicle also tells us that, quote, on his expeditions he carried neither wagons nor cooking utensils, and boiled no meat, but cut off small strips of horse flesh, game, or beef, and ate it after roasting it on the coals. Nor did he have a tent, but he spread out a horse blanket under him, and set his saddle under his head, and all his retinue did likewise. End quote. When he attacked the enemy, he scorned doing it by stealth, but instead sent messengers ahead announcing, I am coming upon you. To the campaign against the Khazars, the chronicler devotes only a few lines in the laconic tone which he usually adopts in reporting on armed conflicts. Quote, Sviatoslav went to the Oka and the Volga, and on coming in contact with the Vyatachins, a Slavonic tribe inhabiting the region south of modern Moscow, he inquired of them to whom they paid tribute. They made answer that they paid a silver piece per plowshare to the Khazars. When they, the Khazars, heard of his approach, they went out to meet him with their prince, the Khan, and the armies came to blows. When the battle thus took place, Sviatoslav defeated the Khazars and took their city of Bielavieza. End quote. Now Bielavieza, the White Castle, was the Slavonic name for Sarkel, the famed Khazar fortress on the Don. But it should be noted that the destruction of Itil, the capital, is nowhere mentioned in the Russian chronicle, a point to which we shall return. The chronicle goes on to relate that Sviatoslav also conquered the Yassians and the Kurugians, that is, the Ossetians and Cherkessians, defeated the Danube Bulgars, was defeated by the Byzantines, and on his way back to Kiev was murdered by a horde of Pechenegs. Quote, they cut off his head and made a cup out of his skull, overlaid it with gold, and drank from it. End quote. Several historians have regarded the victory of Sviatoslav as the end of Khazaria, which, as will be seen, is demonstrably wrong. The destruction of Sarkel in 965 signaled the end of the Khazar Empire, not of the Khazar state, as 918 signaled the end of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, but not of Austria as a nation. Khazar control of the far-flung Slavonic tribes, which, as we have seen, stretched to the vicinity of Moscow, had now come to a definite end. But the Khazar heartland between Caucasus, Don, and Volga remained intact. The approaches to the Caspian Sea remained closed to the Rus, and we hear of no further attempt on their part to force their way to it. As Toynbee pointedly remarks, quote, the Rus succeeded in destroying the Khazar steppe empire, but the only Khazar territory that they acquired was Tamutarakan on the Taman Peninsula, facing the Crimea. And this gain was ephemeral. It was not till halfway through the 16th century that the Muscovites made a permanent conquest, for Russia, of the River Volga, to the river's debouchure into the Caspian Sea. End quote.